it is that after you mark the place where Boaz rieth, thou shalt go in.
Ndiponso chinthu china ndinachiona nchonena kuti utatha kudziwa malo amene ati Boaz ati agone ofunika ulowe kwa iye.
Again, we saw that going in is not you with your effort that you can manage to go in if it is not the Lord who draws you to God, to Christ.
Ndiponso tikamaona zakulowa kwa iye, sizitengera tu iwe mphamvu zako ngati si Mulungu amene wachita kukusogolera kuti ukapumule kumene kusizosatheka.
And we saw it that why is to mark the place because there is a singular place where Boaz is to ride down.
Ndiponso tinaona kuti chifukwa chani pamafunika kudziwa malo amene Boaz atagone, ichitu chifukwa kuti pali malo amodzi okha amene Boaz amagona.
There is a singular place where Christ died and is where there is the message that we are going to preach.
Pali malo amodzi okha amene Christ anagona pamene ndi pantana ndipo pokhapo ndiye pamene pali uthenga
wake. He lieth on the cross, he died on the cross. Cross is the message.
Anagona pantanda, anafa pantanda kotero kuti mtanda ndiye uthengawo.
And the other thing he said, uncover his feet.
Ndipo chinthu chinanso akulankhula zonena kuti nufunde mapazi a nufundukule mapazi ake.
Because you are to uncover his feet and so that you should, him should cover you.
Ndiyeno kumafunika kuti wewe uvundukule mapazi ake kuti iye akufunde.
Because if you are uncovered, you are unprotected.
Kufanga kuti utakhala uvundukulika ndiye kuti ndiye wosatetezedwa.
Christ is our covering.
Ndiye Kristu ndiye chofunda chathu.
The other thing that we saw it is about laying down.
Ndipo chinthu chinanso chomwe tinachiona ndi kugona pali iye.
Ruth was to lay down with Boaz.
Ndiye Ruth anafunika kuti agone pamene pali Boaz.
Both should lie down.
Onse anafunika kuti agone.
We were sinners and Christ died for us.
Popeza ife tinali ochimwa ndipo Kristu anafa mʼmalo mwathu.
We were dead in our trespasses but Christ died for us.
Ife tinali ochimwa ndi zolakwa zathu koma Kristu anatifera.
We both died.
Ndiye tonse tinafa.
But Christ died in our praise.
Kuma Kristu anafa mʼmalo mwathu.
He is our pronoun.
Yeyo ndiye mlowa mʼmalo mwathu.
The other thing that we saw it is that but when it pleased God to open our minds, our eyes, and see Christ of the scriptures, we see that Christ is to speak to us always.
Ndibonga ndikuti ngomera Mulungu kusegula maso athu ndi makutu athu kuti tione Kristu opachikidwayo tizazindikira kuti Kristu akufunika kulankhula kwa ife.
Christ is the message to be spoken to us.
Kristu yotu ndiye uthenga olankhulidwa kwa ife.
Boaz is the message to be spoken to Ruth.
Ndiye Boaz ndiye uthenga olankhulidwa kwa Ruth.
Boaz is one of the elect.
Chitonthozo tu ndi chokhala mmodzi wa iwo osankhidwa.
Verse 5.
Ndime ya 5 iyo.
And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do.
Ndipo ananena naye zonse muzinena ndizachita.
Ruth heard whatever Naomi told her.
Ludedo anamvera zimene zilizonse zimene Naomi anamlangiza.
And when he heard everything about it, he was to do whatsoever Naomi is advising her to.
Ndipo atangomva zonse zimene Naomi anamlangiza, anakonzeka kuchita china chilichonse chomwe anamuwuzacho.
So Ruth was to be advised and agreed whatsoever would be told by Naomi.
Ndiyeno Ruteyo anavomereza komanso kukhala wokonzeka kuchita chilichonse chimene Naomi atamuwuze.
So verse 5, Ruth said, I will do whatsoever you tell me.
Ndiye mundime ya 5 Ruth akuvomereza kunena kuti ndizachita chilichonse chomwe mwandiwuzacho.
Here Ruth is confessing or is accepting the advice of Naomi.
Ndiye apa Ruth akuvomereza kapena kuti akulandira alangizo la Naomi.
And is led to be a doer of the word.
Ndipo akonzeka kuchita mawuwo.
In our own, we can never do the word of God. But when it pleased God to open our eyes, then we see Christ of the scriptures. Thereafter, we'll be the doers of the word. Not not doing because we have an ability to do, but because the Lord uphold us with his grace, we'll be just inside the grace comforted. Christ is our comfort. He is our salvation. He has a word for us. Verse 6 says, and she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her.
Pamenepo anatsikira pabunthirapo nachita zonse monga umo mpongozi wake adamuzi.
Where is obedience comes from?
Nanga kumvera kumachokera kuti?
It comes from the Lord.
Kumachokera kwa Mulungu.
It's the Lord who opens our ears so that we should hear him speaking.
Ndi Mulungu amene amatsegula makutu athu kuti timumve iye akulankhula.
In our own we can never hear him. In our own, we can never hid the word of God inside us. But when it pleased God to, same God will help us hearing the message and kept it. So Ruth does according to how Naomi advised her. Which means he never does everything according to his wish. Now, everything was instructed by Naomi. And verse 7 says, and when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay her down.
Ndipo atatha Boaz kudya ndi kumwa, verse 7. Nusekerera mtima wache anakagona kunthungo kwa mulu wa tirigu nadza iye kachetechete navundukula kumapazi ache nagona.
The question might be,
kusolikhozo khala iyi,
why after eating there is a need to lie down at the end of the heap?
Nchifuwa chani panafunika kunena kuti akagone pa mulu wa tirigu pambuyo ponena kuti watakudya.
Because when you look unto
verse 7,
there is eating and there is drinking. And there is a heart to be merry. Then there is a need to lie down. And the Bible says he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn. He never lie down in the midst of corns or the preamble of the corns. But he went at the end of the corns and slept there. First of all, when we read the book of Revelation chapter 22, 13 says, he says, this is Christ speaking, that I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
Akulankhula pa ndambo Yesu amene akuti ine ndine Alpha ndi Omega, woyamba ndi osiriza, chiyambi ndi chisiridziro.
So Christ is the end of everything.
The Christ ndiye mathero kapena chisiridziro cha china chilichonse.
He is the Omega.
Yeye ndiye omaliza.
He is the end of everything. He is the salvation. Now the Bible says, during the time of sleeping, Boaz was to sleep at the end of the heap. This is after harvesting. When Jesus Christ came into this world, he does whatever he came for. But after finishing the work, there was a need to die. There is a need to sleep because the work has been finished. That's why we see that after the death of Jesus Christ, there is no any other work done. After finishing the work, he just inherited heaven and seated at the throne of God, the hand of God, right hand of God, and rest.
Atangomaliza ntchito imene iyeyo anayikwanirisa anabwera kumwamba ndikukhala pa dzinja la Mulungu Atate nkumapumula.
Up to date is just resting.
Kufikira lero akupumula.
And there is nobody is to work.
Ndiko kulibenso wina amene akufuna
kupumula. We rest in Christ Jesus.
Ife timapumula mwa Yesu.
Christ is our rest.
Yesu ndi mpumulo wathu.
Now when we look from the book of John chapter 17 verse 1 size.
Ndiyeno tikamayangana mbuku la Yohane chapter 17 ndime yake ya 5.
Verse 1 says, don't forget that we are talking about borers slept at the end of the heap.
Verse 1,
John 17 says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hours come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also might glorify thee.
Zindu izi analankhula Yesu. Ndipo mmene anakweza maso ache kumwamba anati, Atate, yafika nthawi, lemekezani mwana wanu, kuti mwana wanu akulemekezeni inu.
When Christ came into this world and does whatever he does,
mmene Kristo anabwera mdziko lapansi ndikukwanisa zonse zimene iye anazichita.
He never spoke this word.
Sana yankhulatu mawawa onse ayi.
He was just doing whatever he came to do.
Anali kuchita zinthu zonse zimene iye anafunika kuti azichite.
But when he finished everything that he came to,
komano pamene anakamaliza sopano ntchito yonse imene iye anabwerera,
is when he saw that the hour has come.
Pamene anakaona sono kunena kuti nthawi yafika.
Is when he saw that everything has come to an end.
Pamene anakaona kunena kuti china chilichonse yafika pamapeto.
So the coming of Jesus Christ into this world,
ndeno kubwera kwa Mbuye Yesu mdziko lapansi,
was marked that at the end of the hour, him is to finish the work by dying on the cross.
Unaziwikiratu kamena kunaikidwiratu kunena kuti pali nthawi imene yaikika imene ati akamalize ntchito yonse mu imfa yake yapamtani.
So during the time of sleeping, time of dying, it was the time of finishing whatever he came for.
Ndiyeno mu nthawi yakugona, nthawi yakumfa pamtanda, inali nthawi yakumaliza china chilichonse chimene anabwerera kukachita.
When Boaz finished harvesting, he was to sleep at the end of the heap.
Pamene Boaz anamaliza kukolola, anakagona kumapeto kwa munthu.
It was after correcting everything needed, he was to sit down and rest now.
Apatu mpambuyo polongosola zina zilizonse zimene zinafunika munda mwatazika pamodzi pamene anakapumula.
He never slept before correcting the even in the lastest word.
Yeyo dusana kapumule asana malize ntchito yokolola ayo ngakhale kusiya konkamozi.
He was waiting for the least to be corrected, then he is to lie down at the end of the harp.
Yeyo anayembekezera chiwerengero cha mbeu zake zonse zitatha pamenepo pamene anakapumula.
When Jesus Christ came into this world,
mmene Yesu Kristo anabwera mdziko lapansi,
he came and finished everything whatsoever the work was to do.
Anabwera ndikumaliza ntchito yonse imene inafunika kuti ayichite.
And when he finished the work,
ndipo atamaliza ntchitoyo,
he lied down on the cross.
Anagona pamtanda.
He died on the cross.
Anafa pamtanda.
Why dying?
Chifukwa chani anafa?
The work done.
Chifukwa ntchito yathu.
Everything has been done.
Chilichonse chathu.
Everything has been finished.
Chilichonse chatheka pamene.
But what is the things every that we are talking that has been finished?
Koma sono zinthu zidzi zimene tikulankhula zonena kuti zonse anamaliza zinathaza.
It is the correction of one by one of whom him erected before the foundation of the world he came to die for.
Ukuti ndikusonkhaniza mmodzi mmodzi wa iwo aja amene Yesu Kristu anabwera kukawafera pamtanda amene ndi osankhidwa.
We believe that God erected the people before the foundation of the world.
Tikulupirira ndithu kuti Yesu Mulungu anasankhiratu anthu ake dziko lapansi lisanakhale.
And when the erected were elected,
ndipo pamene osankhidwa anasankhidwa,
Christ came into this world and died for them.
Kristu anabwera mdziko ili kukawafera.
And he died only for those he purposes to serve.
Ndipotu ye anafira iwo kawa amene anawakonzera kuti akawa pulumuse.
Nobody in addition, nobody in shortage.
Popanda wina onjezereka kapena wina operewera.
The exact number erected was the exact number died for.
Komatu chiwerengero chenicheni chosankhidwa chomwecho chimene iye anakachifera.
The only people that God erected are the exact number that Jesus Christ came and died for them.
Anthu okhawa amene Mulungu anawasankha, anthu ake ndi omwewo amene Yesu Kristu anabwera ndi kukawafera.
So he never came to save everybody, but he came to save the singular erected group of people
Ndiye yeye tusana bwere kukafera wina aliyeso kala badziko ayi koma anabwera kukafera modzi modzi waiwo kawo amene ndiwo sonkhanisidwa mwa iye.
So after correcting all the people erected that are worthy to be served.
Ndiye pambuyo posonkhanisa anthu onse amene anayenera kupulumusidwa.
Jesus Christ was to climb the tree and died there.
Yesu Kristu anafunika kupita pa mtandambiko kawo.
And he died one by one, but only erected people.
Ndipo anafera wina aliyense waiwo khamene ndosankhi.
He slept at the end of the work.
Ndipo anagona kumapeto kwa ntchito yonse.
Boaz slept at the end of the work.
Monga Boaz so anagona kumapeto kwa ntchito yonse.
So you can see the workers that were with Boaz slept, but there was only one remaining. Is Ruth, that is from other gods, that is of Moab.
Ndemukhoza kuona kunena kuti mwa ntchito to amene analipo pamodzi ndi Boaz zose anali atagona koma kuna sala mmodzi amene ndi Ruth amene amakachokera kwa ku Moab amene amapembeza milungu yakufa ija kapena mafano.
So Ruth being a Gentile but was to be corrected together and being redempted.
Ndipo peza Ruth ndi wa mitundu koma kuna funika kunena kuti yeyo so abwere ndi kuikidwa pamodzi.
There is salvation only to the remnant honorary.
Palitu chipulumuso pa iwo khamene ndosalirawo.
Only the remnant, not all the people.
Okhawo ndosalirawo osati onse ayi.
So verse 2 says,
ndiye ndime achiwiri wakuti,
as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Monga mwampasa iye ulamuliro pathupi lililonse kuti onse amene mwampasa iye awapase iwo moyo osatha.
3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
Ndimeya chitatuyo koma moyo osatha ndi uwu kuti akadziwe inu Mulungu wona yekha ndi Yesu Kristo amene munamtuma.
So Christ prayed this prayer.
Nde ambuye Yesu Kristo anapemphera pemphero iyi.
After finishing, when concluding the work that he came to.
Pamene anamaliza ndi kusendera ntchito yonse imene anabwerera.
He saw that everything has been corrected. Now there is a need of dying as a seal of salvation upon the erected honorary.
Anaona kuti ntchito yonse onse amene ndosankhidwa abwera pamodzi ndipo tsopano pakufunika kuyikidwa chizindikiro cha imfa imene ikupita pa iwo kha amene ndosankhidwa.
The dying on the cross was the searing of the erected people that the Lord erected, searing them and redempted them and gave them salvation.
Ufa kwa pamtanda kunali kuika chizindikiro pa iwo amene Mulungu anawapulumusa kuika chiwombolo chai kuikapo chiwombolo pa iwowo kuonesera chipulumuso chawo.
So Ruth met with Boaz at the end of the heap.
Ndi Ruth anakumana ndi Boaz kumapeto kwa Mulungu.
Not in the midst of the heaps or preamble heaps. But he met with Boaz at the end of the heaps. All the Gentiles met with Christ at the cross. Because it is at the cross where Boaz, where Jesus Christ lieth down. Before Christ died on the cross,
Yesu Kristu wasanafe pamtanda.
Christ was in the midst of the Jews.
Kristu anali ali pakati pa Ayuda.
He was moving and eating and sleeping with the Jews.
Anali kuja ndi kuyenda ndi kukhala ndi Ayuda.
He was fellowshipping with the Jews.
Anali kuyenderana ndi Ayuda.
But during the time of lying down,
koma itangofika nthawi ya kugona,
there was a need to lie down at a separate place.
Panafunika kuti akagone malo ena ake opatulika.
At the marked place,
malo dziwika bwino,
where will meet with Ruth to be redempted.
Pamene akhozoka kumana ndi Ruth kuti Ruth yaomboledwe.
When Christ was born into this world,
pamene Yesu Kristo anabadwa mdziko ili,
he moved wheresoever with the Jews.
Anachitatu zilizonse pakati pa Ayuda.
But when dying on the cross,
koma mmene
he was reconciliating both the Jews and Gentiles to himself. Oh, glory be to you, God, because of making us reconciliated in his body on the cross. Because without slapping at the end of the hip, Ruth would have not met with Boaz and be redeemed. I said if Christ would have not lied down on the cross, my sins were with me and I was undone. But the dying on the cross, the lying down on the cross, is the comfort to my heart that I am saved now. So let Boaz sleep at the end of the heap. Let Christ died on the cross. Cross is the marked place. That's why John 19:30, Jesus said, it is finished. Why finished? The erect has been corrected. Everything that was expected to be corrected now is in. The one and the least has been corrected is in. There is no one missing, no one in addition, but the exact number has come in. So because of this, let me sleep. So that I should seal the erected. Thankful be to God because of this sovereign plan in saving the erected people. Verse 8. Of Ruth chapter
3.
And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet.
Ndipo kunali pakati pa usiku munthuyo anadzizimuka natembenuka ndipo taona pa mapazi ache pagona nkasi.
Here a man is meeting with a lady at midnight.
Ndipo apa sono mwamuna akukumana ndi nkasi pa pakati pa usiku.
Why meeting at midnight? While everybody is asleep. Meeting with the wife, meeting with the woman, meeting with Ruth, while everybody is down. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, Bible says, the day turned into night. The sun was darkened. Because it was the time of meeting with the church. It was the time of meeting with the erect. It was the time of meeting with the church. Let the sun darken because I want to meet with my wife. Why darkness? When we go into the book of John chapter 1, we see that darkness was one of the things that was in the plans of God when creating the world. Because John chapter 1 from verse 3-4 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That is verse 3.
Kwa verse ya chitatu ya kuti zonse zinalengedwa ndiye, ndipo kopanda iye sikunalengedwa kanthu kali konse kolengedwa.
Here is speaking of God making all things.
Abantu akulangula zamene Mulungu anapangira zinthu zonse.
Nothing was made without him.
Palibe chinthu chimene sichinapangidwe ndi iye.
And verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the life is the right of men. Why men are to be lighted by the light? If there is a need of light, it means there is a need of there is darkness in the midst. Because we can't speak about light whereby there is no darkness. That's why verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it
not.
Here is speaking about the darkness comprehended not the light. Don't forget that it starts by saying all things has been created by God. Which means darkness was created by God. And light has been created by God. Because when we go from the book of Genesis chapter 1, it is completely showing how the Lord created the world. Because verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Ndindima unali pamwamba pa nyanja ndipo mzimu wa Mulungu unali mkufungatira pamwamba pa madzi.
And God said, let there be light, and that was right.
Ndipo Mulungu anati kuyere ndipo kunayera.
When creating the world,
mela malenga dziko,
the first thing that was created was darkness.
Ndichoyamba chimene chinalengedwa kuti ndindima.
And light was to speak spoken to darkness.
Ndipo kuwala kunachita kulankhulidwa kuti kupezeke pakati pa.
When I'm saying that the first thing created was darkness, I don't say that darkness was the preamble thing. But what I'm trying to come up with is like this. When God was creating the world, Him, God, had right in Himself. And the right was in His hands. And when He was creating the world, the right was where the God was. While the darkness was shown in the world. Because verse 1, it says, in the beginning God created heavens and earth. First of all, He created heavens, whereby in heavens there was God and there is light. And the second thing, He created the world. Now, in the world, the first thing to be shown was darkness. Because the light was with God where God was. And God says, let us be right. That was bringing light from heaven to earth. And when the light lightens in the world, it divides. It brings darkness apart and right apart. And the Bible says God created, divided these two and named the names night and day.
Because
why darkness? Why darkness? This is the picture of sin. Sinfulness in the world. That's why it was not difficult for Adam to sin. Because the first thing sin before Adam was created was already darkness. But God separates darkness and light. That is the separation between the erect and unerect. Because Jesus Christ Christ is the right. He writeth upon his own people. And those he writeth upon will hear the message and will come to the Lord, because will be drawn by God. Salvation is of the Lord. As we are concluding today, let us go back to the book of Ruth. Whereby it says, verse 8, and in it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet.
Ndipo kunali pakati pa usiku munthuyo anadzizimuka anatembenuka ndipo taona pa mapazi ache paguna mkazi.
And he said, 9,
nati iye,
who art thou?
Ndiwe yani?
And she answered,
ndipo anayankha iye,
I am Ruth thine handmaid.
Ndine Rute mzakazi wanu.
Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near Kisma.
Mufunde mzakazi wanu chofunda chanu pakuti inu ndinowo ndiwombolera cholowa.
Here Ruth is in need of a skirt of Boaz.
Ndiyetu apa Rute amasowekera chofunda cha Boaz.
He knows that in her own there is no skirt.
Yeye amadziwa kuti payeka sangathe kufunda.
He saw himself being wretched, sinful, blind before God.
Anadziona tu yeyeka kunena kuti ndi wochimwa, ndi wakhungu, ndi wosaziwa pa zinthu zokhuza Mulungu.
She saw herself to be unworthy before Boaz.
Ndipo anadziona yeka kuti ndi wosayenera pamaso pa Boaz.
And the eyes of Ruth has been opened and see that in her there is nothing good. And she saw that there is a need of skirt. She saw that everything that is of him, of herself, is but filthy rags. And she saw that there is a need of a kiss man. So she had a true confession that I am undone. I am wretched. I am blind. I am sinful. I am in need of you to be a skirt over me. I need your justification. I need your redemption. I need your salvation. I need everything from you. But because in my own there is nothing good, help me God. Help me Boaz. But that is between Ruth and Boaz. Two in number. When Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, he was meeting with his church. He reconciliated the church and God in his body. So when he was dying on the cross, he was with the church. And he died because of the church. How can we know that he died with the church then? When he was completed, the Bible says the soldiers came. And one came with an arrow and pierced upon his side, whereby blood and water comes out from the body. Ladies and gentlemen, if somebody is dead, we never expect the water and blood to flow. Blood and water flows, moves when you are alive. But when you are dead, the blood and the water never moves. They never move, they freeze. But how and why the water and blood flows from his side after peace.
Kumano nanga bwanji zinatheka bwanji ndipo zimatanthau zanji chifachani kunafunika kuti magazi nemwadzi zituluke kuchokera mchiti mwake.
Because this time Christ was dead on the cross.
Kumano nthawi imene ni nthawi imene Yesu Khristu analeta afa pa mtani.
When Christ died on the cross,
imene Yesu anafa pa mtani,
he gave his life to the church inside him.
Anapereka moyo kwa mpingo wake mkati mwake.
The church that was inside him.
Mpingo wote umene unali mkati mwake.
So when he was pissed by the soldier, there was a need for the church to come out because a living thing never stays in a dead body. Because Christ is dead on the cross. His body is dead on the cross. But the church is still alive, but it is in his body. So God directed the soldier to come and pissed by his side. So that the side is to be opened. Why side to be opened? Because there is a living inside him. Let it come out. So once it is out, it will move because it is arrived. God gave a divine plan or just gave a mind to a soldier to help the side be pissed.
Mulungudu anapereka chisogozo kwa msirikali kuti akathandizire kukagwaza mtiti.
He didn't break his bones.
Kuti anathyola mafupa ake aya.
But why the side was to be pissed?
Koma chifukwa chani mbali munafunika kwa mtiti munasifunika kulasira.
When we go back to the book of Genesis,
tikabwerera mbuku la Genesis,
we see that when God made Adam sleep,
tiona kuti mmene Mulungu anagoneka tulo Adam.
Bible says God opened his side.
Mawu Mulungu akuti Mulungu anasegula mtiti yake mbali mwa tuti lake.
And took off the rib and made a wife by the name Eve.
Ndipo anachosamo mtiti imodzi imene iye anaipangira munthu.
So a wife was from his side after being pissed, after being cut or opened by God himself.
Ndiyeno nkazi anapezeka pambuye ponena kuti Mulungu wamugwaza Adam mtiti ndikuchosamo mtiti mina napangira nkazi.
It's God who opened the side.
Ndi Mulungu amene anamtsegula mtiti.
It's God who take off the rib outside.
Ndi Mulungu amene anachosa mtiti mwa Adam uyo.
It's God who made the soldier to piss the Christ on the body, on his side body. And it's Christ who let the blood to come out. This is the burning of his church. Church has burned in a mysterious way. The dying on the cross was the meeting with the people. The meeting with the people was the burning of his own
earrings.
And those that erected, that were born on that day, that are his
change.
That's his
change.
Whereby there is nobody missing. All the people are already corrected. When Christ was dying, he was dying because he has already corrected the people at one heap. That is his body, that is his church.
When
Boaz was dying, he was dying after correcting all the harvest together at one heap. No one missing. No one in addition. May God help us understand this gospel. That is part two. We are looking forward to God next Friday coming, continuation of the same book of Ruth. May the Lord help us see Christ of the scriptures.